Not everyone in Europe was shocked by the anonymous op-ed. Rick Nowak is a reporter with the Washington Post. He's based in Berlin. I gather a little ho-hum in some parts of Europe. You looked at Germany and Denmark. What reaction did you see there, Rick?
Well, interestingly, there weren't too many reactions. A lot of countries or a lot of media outlets in those countries didn't really feature it very prominently. And in fact, one Danish commentator was wondering about the reasons for the absence of that story in European media. And he figured that there's just some kind of saturation with Trump news here in Europe, and that people now have long believed that there is chaos in the White House. And this revelation isn't actually that surprising.
Yeah, right. Stop the presses. We know there's chaos in the White House. I'm just curious, what were some of these media outlets in Germany and Denmark focused on instead?
Well, in Germany, media outlets were focusing on Turkey and the currency or financial crisis there, or even on the possibility of diesel cars being banned in cities there. In France, I think, if I remember correctly, Le Figaro featured a story about 40-year-old people retiring. So this really wasn't topping the news agenda here in Europe today.
Yeah, we just spoke with a Figaro reporter. He failed to mention the retirement age.
Okay.
So those media that did focus on it, though, what were they saying?
They were saying that this essentially confirms something people have believed or gathered from other reporting for many months now, that there is a certain degree of chaos in the White House, that there's a split within the White House, and that some people within the White House don't really know what the other side is doing, too. And that has been in the news for 1.5 years now.
So for outlets that are commenting on the anonymous op-ed in the New York Times, and for those outlets that have opted not to do anything on it, everybody's seeing that this is kind of how Trump operates.
Yes, and he's been operating like this since his inauguration. In Europe, there's always been a lot of skepticism, of course, of this presidency. Trump's approval ratings in Europe are very, very low, especially in Germany, where you had a very interesting poll coming out today, in fact, that said more people here are afraid of Trump than of terrorism or really any other threat they say this country could face. So there is almost a certain sense of hostility here. And really, that explains why this didn't really come as a surprise to many commentators here or people who have been observing what is happening inside the White House.
Yeah, so these narratives out of Washington are rattling people. What about leaders? I mean, how have leaders responded to this across Europe? And is it going to change how they work with the U.S.?
Well, you have seen some differences within Europe, how leaders have responded to things Trump has done in the past. And we really haven't seen that many public remarks today or public statements. I think that leaders weren't really pressed to comment on this. But what you have seen in the past is that, for instance, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been trying to be very careful when she's criticized President Trump because she's afraid of the response or the reaction in case she's more outspoken about it. You've seen other leaders that have been more confrontational, such as at times French President Macron. But you haven't really seen anything like that today.
Rick Nowak with The Washington Post speaking with us from Berlin. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.